It has been a bad year for the southern orca community. Seattle Center for Whale Research says a second adult female orca has died. That brings the recent death toll to three. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
There's more bad news. J28, the latest orca female to die, had a calf under the age of one.
The child was not looking good for this entire summer either.
This is Ken Balcom, the director of the Center for Whale Research.
And now his sister is trying desperately to keep him alive, and she can't do it.
Orcas are dying because they've been starving.
For these resident orcas, Chinook salmon are their primary source of food.
This is Jim Waddell, a former civil engineer for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says Chinook salmon are also in trouble.
And about a large number of those, maybe at least half, come from the Snake River. And so when those Snake River stocks collapse, then that means those orcas don't have enough to eat.
He says the solution is to breach the dams along the Snake River. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is the agency in charge of orca recovery. It has said orcas face many threats in addition to starvation, including pollution and vulnerability to oil spills. Orcas have been on the endangered species list for a decade now. With these deaths, the southern orca population drops to 80. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.